contenders. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
The art of peeling potatoes is to take as little skin off as possible.
Which is always a struggle with a straightforward knife.
But it's not just the knife that's struggling today.
It's not working, my machine's broken.
What do you mean it's not working, your machine's broke? Oh, missus!
Clearly, the rotator is designed to work with smaller potatoes. And it's not the only one that's having difficulty.
Hey, it only goes one way, this. Did you find it? Yes! One up for the Australian peeler! We've got a winner! Hey.
Oh! So, in our not-so-scientific test, the simple peeler designs have triumphed over the high-tech alternatives, and the Dalton Classic has come out on top.
Back in Gerard's little top, the recipe swap board is filling up,
as is his belly.
It's a hard job, but someone has to do it. Vicky,
yes.
I saw this come in earlier today and I thought I would like to eat a piece of that. Tell us about this delicious-looking plaque.
Well, I've adapted it from a recipe from this Good Housekeeping book. I like apple pie, but I find that pastry's too fatty for me now.
Yeah.
And this uses only 2 ounces of fat to 4 ounces of flour.
I really want to taste this.
Of course.
Thank you. Tell us then, Mark, was this something that your mum made? Was this a...
Rag puddings were actually commonplace. Because a lot of people in Lancashire back in the 60s didn't even have a cooker.
Yes.
So it was the only way of cooking was actually on the actual fire.
Yeah, was it a Sunday lunch thing that you'd be left whilst you went to church?
No, you just throw it all together, throw it in the pot, on the fire, and then you'd leave it for, about 4 hours.
Oh, wow. Fabulous.
It may look odd to us now, but rag pudding, basically a boiled roulade of minced meat and pastry, is a real classic part of Lancashire cuisine.
Traditionally wrapped in scraps of cloth,
or as they're called up there, rags,
that were easily available from the region's cotton mills.
Taste, this is great. I'm going to... So good. I have to say, being a boiled pudding, it's pale and we're used to dark, browned, crisp. But this is fantastic.